Max, so before Satan can destroy, he must first deceive. It's what the Bible makes clear. And it's what recent events here on Earth demonstrate as well. Karen Kingston says that the COVID shots are functioning as a weapon of mass destruction in coordination with 5G broadcasting towers, and she says that she has the documents proving it, in the form of documents about graphene nanotubes. Karen says people have been implanted with military-grade neuroweapons injected via military-grade electromagnetic devices. Karen says she has all the documents she needs to prove this. And she says that our only hope is to ban the COVID shots right now. We need governors to act by removing all vaccine vials from their states and by tearing down all 5G wireless towers. Karen Kingston joins us now. So at the beginning, when you said that this was connected to 5G, people even inside the Patriot movement, other so-called conservative broadcasters, basically said that's kooky talk. To that, you say what?
To that, I say, unfortunately, people don't believe evidence. People believe people. And I would ask that people respect and honor the truth as opposed to attack the messenger. And because the only way that we can overcome the deceit and the evil that's been unleashed on this country is if we listen and recognize truth.
I agree.
Regardless of the messenger. So we do know, and on your show, July 28th last year, I reported on Cinepeg based out of China. They were creating positive ionic charge lipid nanoparticles using graphene oxide. I presented the evidence. Those are, according to these tyrannical, evil, sociopathic, genocidal maniacs and the FDA, those are considered electronic devices. So I want to paint the picture as to what these sociopaths are thinking and how we get out of it. So we all know that people are hosting an electromagnetic field out of their body if they were injected with these vaccines, because they contain lipid nanoparticles that host an electromagnetic field using graphene oxide nanotubes. We know this because people are magnetic. We know this because we see people having these strange neuroleptic fits, chronic headaches, all these things that are symptoms of chronic exposure to radiation, because they're hosting electromagnetic fields out of their body and emitting radiation. And they can also receive that from the 5G towers. Now people are like, well, under the law, this couldn't happen. Well, the law doesn't apply. We're at war, Stu. We're absolutely at war. But if we weren't at war and you follow the laws of James Giordano from the Biological Toxins and Weapons Committee for Warfare, what he states is that a neuroweapon can be used in consumer applications. So the FDA has classified this under Title 21, 360HH as an electronic product, the same as this. These psychopaths said we didn't need to notify the global population that we injected them with a smart device because smart devices don't require informed consent. So that is what happened. But I want to go back to also some of the evidence that I've shown you on your show in the past. Specifically, we've gone over the patents that are on the Moderna website, one of which goes into, it's called Methods for Preparing Surface Modified Semiconductive and Metallic Nanoparticles. So we've gone through this, you know, and it states right in the article for the patents for the mRNA vaccines that the semiconductor nanocrystals, also known as quantum dot, constitute a material intermediate between molecular and bulk forms of matter. It goes on to say that they emit semiconductor nanocrystals at higher energies. Okay, so we have all the evidence and we're seeing it with our own eyes that people were injected with this device. This device was developed by our military, specifically it was funded by our army. And I have this article, which I reported on last year, from program manager John Key. He works with the US Army. He is from China. He's Chinese trained, brought into the US military. And what he has worked on is nanotechnology and quantum mechanics. And he specifically states in his article that, that the use of nanotechnology and electronics is being used in modern warfare, but it also has civilian applications. So they're using a weapon of mass destruction, and in their minds, they're defining it as a smart device.
And they're saying it right out loud. I mean, they're printing this stuff. This is
easily
discoverable.
It's easy to discover. Now, it also goes on to say that John Key states that the new technology, so the quantum dot nanotube technology, is useful at high frequencies, millimeter waves, and telecommunications using 5G networks, including on military bases. He goes on, he has another section on using 5G towers for military reasons. The 5G towers are weapons. A neural weapon is defined per James Giordano and the Homeland Defense of Security and Analysis as not just lethality, but a means of contending against another to injure, defeat, or destroy. So people were injected again with these nanotubes, with quantum dot, to both host electromagnetic fields and also absorb electromagnetic frequencies and radiation from 5G towers. In that article that I just mentioned, it also states here that the nanotubes were developed 10 years ago by the Army, and that they are semiconductors that are essential to funnel electrons in a desired direction. The technical term is quantum ballistic transportation. So he also goes on to state that the quantum dots are 6 nanometers in size and actually can be encapsulated in a graphene nanotube. He talks about working with this other agent, Myers, who is notoriously disconnected from reality. So these people are truly sociopaths and they're saying it. And he says, look, so we can take a quantum dot, wrap it into a nanotube. And he goes, and this is similar to the technology that you see on a quantum LED TV set. So the point I'm trying to make here is that people were injected with a weapon of mass destruction known as a neuroweapon. Now, James Giordano further defines this as federally funded programs that can be used in the health market. He also says that they may not be illicit. That means they may not be illegal to use neuroweapons on the general population. Why? Because there's exemptions for health and routine experiment use that may foster a gray zone with which investigations for viability and employment as weapons may be undertaken. So he's saying there's a gray zone. If we call this an electronic product, then we don't have to tell people that we're using it on them. He also says that neuroweapons can be considered for their mass destruction effects. But he says, but let's not talk about that. Let's talk about applications in the consumer world and a ripple effect that can create chaos. Now, another important thing is people are like, well, we have evidence that people have been exposed to electromagnetic frequencies, right?
Right.
The CDC just did an article, I think it was June 22nd, on long COVID, Stu. And what is long COVID? Long COVID is simply brain fog, they said menstrual irregularities, muscle aches, inability to exercise.
Sounds like the repeated and long-term ongoing introduction to this device, to this electronic device. Exposure exposure. Emission of radiation, essentially.
That's what it is. It's exposure to the to 5G radiation. So long COVID also has the same symptoms as 5G electromagnetic pulse exposure. So, you know, you can't find definitions of low dose radiation now exposure on the internet. Google has scrubbed that. There is a lawsuit against the FCC. But one of the things, you had a guest on your show too, talking about Havana syndrome. So Havana syndrome, as you know, started being covered last year by CNN, where there were US diplomats, some people from the intelligence community, and other people in our government, who all of a sudden had brain fog, chronic headaches, and brain injuries.
Yes.
And they were unable to exercise. And the intelligence community whistleblowers said this was an electromagnetic pulse attack, right? Now, the ones that wanted to squash that idea called it mass formation psychosis. They said, no, this is mass formation psychosis. Mm-hmm. So while people are being sick with long COVID and they think it's from a virus, it's from the electromagnetic field that we're being poisoned with from the 5G towers, as well as the lipid nanoparticles that have been inoculated into people's bodies, which are now absorbing it more. So people literally can't think straight. So this is exactly what is going on. And the evidence is all there. And then, you know, if you want further evidence that these injections alone are absolutely weapons of mass destruction under the definition of a neuroweapon and a biological weapon. James Giordano, and you know, and I provided your production team with the website, he defines weapons and neuroweapons, specifically the bioweapons, as bungarotoxins and nongitoxins. What are those?
What are those?
They are synthetically recreated crate venom and cobra venom, which we know because of Dr. Artis brought this to our attention, and the researchers at the University of Pittsburgh, when they published super antigenic character of a unique insert of SARS-CoV-2 spike protein, they mapped out that the trimeric 2SP spike protein that they mapped out contained cobra toxin and crate venom toxin, synthetically recreated. We also know that this is in the injection specifically for Pfizer. Why? Because it says in the biological license application that the mRNA in the Pfizer vaccine produces the Wuhan Institute of Virology 1-2SP spike protein, WIV-1-2SP spike protein. What is that? Well, I have the patent from Barney Graham from Moderna, and Jason McClellan from NIAID, who filed the patent for the 2SP WIV spike protein. And I also have the original studies that explain how they synthetically recreated this by adding synthetically recreated venoms after they transfected cells with the original mRNA from the SARS-CoV-2 virus. So this is by definition, by James Giordano, both a neuroweapon and a biological weapon, and a weapon of mass destruction. If we want to save humanity, we need to actually organize as humanity and peacefully protest that all of these injections, because they are weapons of mass destruction, are removed from all of our communities, and that the 5G towers be taken down. Because as you go through that article that I just read to you from John Key, but more importantly, if you go through all the patents I have shown, or all the studies on genetically engineered hydrogel, it clearly states that the genetically engineered hydrogel, that these devices in people's bodies cannot be activated without receiving signals. And it's contingent on signals that travel at the speed of light. So it's not, you need those 5G towers in order to activate the lethality of what's been injected into people's bodies. And I'm sorry, Stu, but it actually gets worse, because remember, I think October of last year, we covered this patent, which is the methods and systems for prioritizing treatments and vaccination. It talked about the neural network underneath people's skins to connect everyone to one another.
Okay.
I came on after, yeah. Yep. And it was in August of last year. And it, and they list all the COVID-19 vaccines that are on the World Health Organization that, that contain this technology. And here they actually do call it a smart device technology, right? Well, that smart device technology, according to this, is also vaccines are considered all compounds as disclosed in the website on clinicaltrials.gov. That's our U.S. clinical trial site for anything for COVID-19. That's not just injections. That's pills, that's IVs, that's PCR tests. Everything contains this technology according to this patent. So if we want to save humanity and disable this technology, we need to take down the 5G towers. And if people think the 5G towers are beneficial to them, I have another rude awakening. It is not. It's beneficial to artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence has launched a company called Cloud Minds. Cloud Minds has launched a new robot that they call the 5G species. Cloud Minds is based out of China. They also have offices here in the United States. They need 5G for their robots to work, for their robots to use their cloud mind to actually work efficiently, to receive orders, to send orders, and to continue to learn at a pace that's beyond our own comprehension. Now, here's the kicker. What's the problem with cloud minds? Well, the problem with cloud minds is that according to the Bureau of, I think this is the Bureau of Investigations, the U.S. government has decided that cloud minds is a threat to national security on June 5th, 2020, because cloud minds, according to this bureau, they have reason to believe that the entities pose a significant risk of becoming involved in activities, the procurement of commodities and technologies for the military end use in China that are contrary to the national security interests of the United States. They are funded by the People's Liberation Army. And if you look at the SEC filing, which I sent to your producers, it clearly states that Cloud Minds needs the 5G network to operate. It says the 5G network will significantly decrease delay, latency, and increase bandwidth, benefiting robot systems by increasing stability and exchange of information, enabling robots to be more interactive through real-time connection transfer and huge amounts of data to and from the cloud. It also says that the 5G network is 100 times faster than the 4G network. It says South Korea and United States have launched the world's first commercial 5G services in April of 2019. And it says that it's expected that the worldwide large scale for commercial 5G deployment will be implemented after 2022. The artificial intelligence task force or military force from the Army needs the 5G network to operate. They also have their own secure server, you know, up in the atmosphere. I don't know if that's Starlink or maybe that was something that was put up by our US military under Space Force. This stuff is all publicly available. If we want to save humanity, we need to organize as humanity and protest and ask our government officials at the state level to remove these injections and to take down the 5G towers. And if we can do it to stop the mandates, there should be a thousandfold effort to do this to actually save humanity. Because as long as those towers are up there and this lipid nanoparticle technology is being unleashed on the on humanity, this is the extinction of humanity as we know it.
Wow. Karen Kingston, thank you so much, as always. I mean, it's right there in front of the entire world for everybody to see. Maybe you will listen this time. Maybe so-called other alternative conservative media outlets will actually start broadcasting the truth, despite the fact that it's completely unpopular to do so. Humanity is what's at stake here. The complete vaccine bioweapon supply should be incinerated off the face of the planet immediately.
Look at me, take a picture, it'll last longer. The mirror on the wall say I'm getting stronger. And yo, the mirror don't lie. And yo, the mirror don't lie. Look at me, take a picture, it'll last longer. The mirror on the wall say I'm getting stronger. And yo, the mirror don't lie. If you want the truth, don't close your eyes.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
Heavensharvest.com, get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. Heavensharvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. Heavensharvest.com.
This program, along with its humanitarian and brave experts, researchers, doctors, and scientists, have been exposing this agenda for 2 years now. Finally, just now, because of all of the pressure so-called alternative media conservative outlets are having to admit the truth, along with the mainstream press. The entire narrative is falling apart because of what we have exposed for 2 years, vindicated time and time again. Never thought we'd be exposing dog food, but yeah, we are, right alongside Dr. Marty. Go to dogfoodexposed/stew, dogfoodexposed.com/stew. You won't believe it. You've been feeding your dog's meat meal. This is packing plant scraps and spoiled supermarket meat. It's poisonous and deadly to your best friend, to your dog. Oftentimes, we treat our dogs as a part of the family, sometimes even better than certain members of our family. You would never knowingly poison your dog, but even these dog food companies that claim to be healthy are putting this meat meal in there. Find out which ones. Go to dogfoodexposed.com/stew. Again, dogfoodexposed.com/stew.